Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Backstabber, Wednesday, March 4th. Our text is from John chapter 13. Jesus testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side, so Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then Satan entered into Judas. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." So after receiving the morsel of bread, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. Jesus must have been lying very close to Judas to be able to hand him the morsel and speak to him without being overheard. I suspect Jesus' back was to Judas's chest, just as John's was to Jesus' own. If so, Jesus went through much of the meal with his betrayer, literally at his back, and he knew it too. And yet, that knowledge didn't stop Jesus from trying to turn Judas back to the right way. He washed his feet. He honored him with the morsel. He even confirmed that he knew Judas was going to betray him. See Matthew 26, verse 25. Jesus loved Judas to the very end. Jesus loves us, and when we sin, he shows us the same mercy, trying to turn us back to himself. He refuses to give up on us, even when it means suffering death on a cross. And now that he has risen from the dead, he gives us life and love with him forever. We pray, "Lord, keep my heart faithful to you forever." Amen.